from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're deconstructing Peter Pan and talking about classic hip-hop and a genius at the piano. David Wiegand is our genius, and he's the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle on this special postprandial Thanksgiving edition of The Do List. Let's start with some Canadian pop. That's the group Alves and the voice of Molly Rankin. She's from a famous Canadian country music family.
Right.
And their debut album hit number one on the college music charts.
That's right.
Over the summer.
Yeah.
Because they talk about what it's like to be young.
Exactly. And this is, you know, as Joel McHale would put it, this is what the kids are listening to, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, really, they're great, though. They're terrific. It's Molly Rankin and Kerry McClellan, and they've been playing together since they were girls. There were three other guys in the band. I'm not a kid, but I would listen to it.
Alves plays the rickshaw stop in San Francisco tomorrow night. And now an anniversary. Quiet Lightning is a reading series celebrating local authors, reading short pieces and works in progress. And they're celebrating 5 years of monthly events. And I guess you've worked with one of the people who organizes this.
I have. This is the brainchild of Evan Karp, who's a really terrific guy and totally committed to the Bay Area literary scene. And not just the big names, but he's all about like finding new talent and giving a platform for it. And so he's got basically a three-part celebration of the five-year anniversary of this terrific reading series, and it begins this weekend.
And that is a three-part event, starting with a reading on Thursday at the Emerald Tablet in San Francisco's North Beach. That's also our cheap thrill, $7 to $10. Now work from a genius at the piano. That's MacArthur fellow Jeremy Denk, and a guy who writes about music as well as he plays. He's done some pieces for The New Yorker.
Yeah.
And here he is playing some Mozart, but he's going to be doing a Bartok piano concerto with the San Francisco Symphony.
That's right. It's the third piano concerto. And he's performed with the symphony before. He's recorded music of Henry Cowell with the symphony, a great modern composer from the Bay Area. As well as on his own, his album of Beethoven and Ligeti, which is a wonderful pairing. That was his first album on Nonesuch in 2012. He's a great pianist and a really kind of a great showman, too. I mean, you definitely want to see this.
Jeremy Denk performs Bartok's Piano Concerto No. 3 with the San Francisco Symphony. This was written in 1946, so we're probably listening to rock and roll. It's older than that. It's tomorrow and Sunday is a matinee. How did Peter Pan end up in Neverland with Captain Hook? Here's a musical play that imagines the origin story, Peter and the Starcatcher, and it's going to be at Theater Works in a local production. But David, you and I saw a version of this last year.
Right.
That was fabulous.
Yeah, it was really
terrific. A
Broadway
touring version.
I really love this play. I mean, I have an abiding fondness for Peter Pan from when I was a little kid anyway. But this is a kind of madcap take on it based on a novel by Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson. It's sort of an imagined parallel universe to the J.M. Barrie version, and it's really a delight. It's just like one sort of one-liner after another.
Yeah, terrific music by Wayne Barker also.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Peter and the Starcatcher opens at Theater Works on Wednesday and continues through January 3rd, and this is their holiday show, and that's a great segue for a quick holiday roundup. Yeah, tis the season for holiday shows. Christmas carols at ACT and Center Rep. Nutcrackers at San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose Ballet. We want to talk about a couple of particular productions that are interesting to us. David, go ahead.
Yeah, the one that I'm looking at and looking forward to, really, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for fans of the Kinsey Six, America's favorite drag a cappella Beauty Quartet. They're performing 3 dates in the Bay Area, one of them on the 13th at the Castro Theater. Is a special moment because it's the day that Irwin Keller will retire from playing the part of Winnie in the quartet. And Nathan Markin will take over the role. So we're actually going to have a tale of two Winnies, which sounds very horse-like, but is not.
Hey, and I want to talk about the 100th anniversary of an event during World War I when British and German troops came out of the trenches to celebrate Christmas Eve peacefully before the killing started again. And there's a new production, a world premiere of a play about this called Truce, A Christmas Wish from the Great War, that's at City Lights Theater Company in San Jose. And the choral group Cantus is doing its version of this true story in song at Cal Performances. And check our website for where and when for these holiday shows. Something now from a band that once mixed daisies with hip-hop.
We bring it to you in the purest form. We reside far away from the norm. Spawn from the big catch, the big bang, big breaks. Fetch pads and pens, even with the pencils. Rap label study us, flooded us with stencil. That's Tinseltown, murder your display. And we stay flying even with the terrorists trying. This to that town, monitor the patch.
A declaration of principle from De La Soul talking about the music business and where hip-hop went wrong. And they're just so smart and
really
smart ass.
Yeah, no, they are, absolutely. And you know, they were formed in the late 80s. You mentioned the Daisy thing. The Daisy thing is from a phrase called Dine or Soul, y'all.
Yeah,
so that's the acronym for that. But because of that, they were sort of, you know, branded as hippies, and they didn't like that. I mean, people have always tried to type this group, and they've always defied typing. They do, you know, what they want to do. They evolve. They have great social commentary, and they're a really smart and terrific group.
De La Soul plays the Fillmore on Wednesday. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegen is the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows at kqed.org/the-do-list, where we've got an expanded set of listings. And follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.